Welcome to Lesson 153. Now, in Lesson 153, we're going to take a look at the Gospel according to Jesus. Let's take a look now at what he says is the true Gospel and what does it mean to really be declared righteous in God's sight. So here in Lesson 153, let's read Mark chapter 8, verse 34. When he had called the people to him with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." So here he's not just talking to his disciples. He's talking to the crowd that's following him. So there's three key elements we're going to look at: denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus Christ. So let's click on the screen. The first one, deny yourself. Having a really despising who you are because of your sin. Look at Job chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. Job says this, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, and I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." He sees who he really is when he's up against a holy God, and he realizes he's nothing. The second one, take up my cross, what we call a call to die. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, listen to what Paul says. Here he says this, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." In order for Christ to live in you, what does it say? It says that you have to be willing to die to yourself. This is the humility of that tax collector in Luke chapter 18, where in a previous lesson, we read about what does it mean when Jesus explained justification, being declared righteous before God. You have to lower your head, beat your breast, and say, "Be merciful on me, Lord, because I am a sinner." That's dying to yourself so that Christ can live in you. And then finally, following him. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. This is very startling. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." And remember, in an earlier lesson in this section on justification, we talked about God's will for your life. And we showed 10 ways that God has revealed in the Bible his will for your life. And one of them is he wills that you be saved. He's a savior. That's his job. So here what Jesus is saying is doing the will of my Father. That's coming to him for the condition you're in, wretched, sinful, offering nothing to God except for the fact that he loves you and wants you. And you come to him in mercy, in his mercy, and ask him to please forgive you in the name of his Son, not by your own merits. This is the gospel according to Jesus Christ. These are the three steps he explains. There's a great video attached from Francis Chan where he explains, unlike in our American culture, where for some reason we think when we come to church we're doing something great for God, or when we do things, do anything, somehow God's pleased with us. He explains what it means by saying that God doesn't need me. This is lesson 153.